Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
There's a lot to point out just to make sure that everybody realizes just how bad John Fox is. Until I see the firing, I've got the pitchfork and torch deep within my soul. Favored six times in his 41 games as a Bears coach. He's lost every one of those games.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
The Bears really came out of their bye week injured. How do you get everybody injured during the bye week? But to come out of the bye week and you're in worse shape than you went into it? What? How is that possible?
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Zoom video conferencing.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score. Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Mark Grody. Join homegrown head basketball coach Chris Collins and the Wildcats on Rosemont this season as the Cats bring Big Ten basketball to Allstate Arena. Season tickets on sale now at NUSports.com. No go again for linebacker Danny Trevathan of the Bears. He was not in practice today. Basically been out for 2 weeks because of a calf injury, and there's no telling at this point if the team's leading tackler will play Sunday against Detroit when the Lions are here for a noon game. Kyle Long looking iffy as well due to a finger injury. He barely played against the Packers last week. NBA and the Bulls, it would appear that Lauri Markkanen is good to go tonight in Oklahoma City despite his aching ankle, and look for Chris Dunn to start over Justin Holiday, whose wife just had a baby. The Blackhawks host the Rangers tonight, a New York team which has been non-stop recently with a six-game winning streak to prove it. The White House getting a nod today in Southern California.
I can't thank enough the incredible folks here at UCLA. At the Pac-12, and even President Trump and his administration for the nonstop efforts to resolve this situation.
The situation where three of Steve Alford's basketball players were caught shoplifting in China. They are home and suspended indefinitely by the basketball program. Back in the NFL, Carolina's Greg Olsen says that the notion that he would gain an unfair advantage helping to broadcast the Vikings-Rams game on TV is crazy. Panthers play the Vikings in December, and the Minnesota bosses are not happy that Olsen is allowed to do this. This scoreboard update is being sponsored by Zoom Video Conferencing, and catch the 670 The Score Craftsman Mobile Studio live. Head to 670thescore.com/events to see where it will be this week. Sears, your first destination for Craftsman tools. I'm Mark Grody, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Horwitz and Horwitz, Illinois' top personal injury lawyers.
Hi, Hub. Hello.
Hub Arkish.
An experienced NFL reporter with decades of experience.
670 The Score's NFL insider.
Is he a long-range answer? That seems a bit unlikely. I think they've got better young talent in the pipeline, but they're still a ways away from completely fixing the position.
Executive editor of Pro Football Weekly.
NFL expert Hub Arkish.
Analyst for Shaw Media, the Chicago Sun-Times, and the Daily Herald.
I am tired of watching this crap. That was awful today.
Taking your calls on the Bears and the NFL.
Hello, Bob.
Hey, Hub.
Hub's gone. They had to close the restaurant down because they close at 1 o'clock.
Oh, no, I want to talk to Hub because...
I'll call next week.
Hub Arkish.
Hub Arkish, that'd get any better than this.
With Bernstein and Golf on 670 The Score.
Don't check your clocks. Nothing's wrong. We just moved them up an hour because we're going to talk to Terry at 5. But he's yours, 312-644-6767 is the phone number. Your Bears and NFL calls for our guy,
Hub Arkish.
He is brought to you by Webb Chevy. For a great deal on Chevys in Chicago, visit Webb Chevy in Plainfield or Oak Lawn. He is on Twitter at Hub_Arkish, the director of football content for Shaw Media. He is the editor of Pro Football Weekly and the Scores senior Bears and NFL analyst. He is on the Grossinger Auto Group hotline. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at grossinger.com. Hello, Hub.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing good. Great. Your people are out for you. 312-644-6767. If you have a question, a comment on anything professional football, he is here for you. And we will start with Frank in Oak Park on the Score.
Hub, we experienced a true snapshot of brilliance in that handful of games that Deshaun Watson started before that season-ending knee injury. But when a young player has two such injuries over about a three-year period, you wonder whether what you're seeing is the next Russell Wilson or Fran Tarkenton, or whether it's instead a Chad Pennington or worse, a Greg Cook, and these moments will be too few. I heard few of the media draft wonks concerned with Watson's injury history last spring. There was much more worries about so-called deep ball accuracy issues that I guess are less of a problem when you're on a team with receivers regularly getting 5 yards past the corners on go routes. Hub, you talk to a lot of people. Did the front office folks you're in contact with have more concerns about Watson's relative thin body type and hence his durability? Or was there much more of this sort of NFL get-off-my-lawn talk about Watson playing in a non-traditional offense and how long he'd need to adjust and blah, blah, blah?
Frank, you know, first of all, the knee injuries are two different knees. They were both non-contact injuries that occurred on turf, but they were actually about 4 years apart. He had one, I think it was as a true freshman at Clemson, and that was left knee. This one's the right knee, and it's a few years later. So I think it's more fluky than anything else. He actually played through the torn ACL his freshman year and never missed a game at Clemson and hadn't missed a game with the Texans. So there were no, you know, red flag medicals on the kid. And then as far as what were the concerns, it was mainly about size and about the scheme that he came from. I think everybody felt that he had plenty of arm. And so there weren't a lot of red flags on him. You know, the Bears were not the only team that had Trubisky ahead of him, but the majority of teams I talked to had Watson as the top quarterback prospect in the draft.
But that didn't take long. I think usually that's a little more involved. Leo in Naperville is next with Hub on the Score.
Hey, Hub. With the Bears at 3-6 and playoffs pretty much out of the question, at what point does Ryan Pace make it known to the coaching staff to kind of unleash the hackles and open up the offense a little bit more to allow Trubisky to develop beyond what the offense exists right now under Fox?
Well, I don't know if that happens at all. You know, that suggests that the general manager is getting involved in the coaching and the on-field performance of the team. I don't have any confirmation that they have shackles on him because he's a rookie quarterback. I think their bigger concern is that they don't have enough weapons. You know, I think if he had more receivers, they'd be allowing him to do more. So I think you go with the assumption that this coaching staff is, in their opinion, doing everything they can to win games. I think Ryan Pace evaluates them in that way, and I have no reason to believe that there is some spoken or unspoken understanding between the front office and the coaching staff that they've got handcuffs on Trubisky right now.
Or hackles. Right. Hackles, shackles, or shekels. Anything you got on him that he wants them removed. It's unfortunate Todd and Gardner in his rightful
place. Is that
his
moniker
with
now?
He is with me. Yes. Hi, Todd.
Unfortunate. Okay. Well, I've been called worse. Hey, guys. Hub, I'm not buying into anybody's believing that the whole regime's gone. My only concern is it's such a mess. Realistically, is there any chance anybody competent will touch that? I know they say there's only 32 jobs, but there's really not. There's only 31 jobs in the NFL, and then there's the Browns job, which is just a slow path to hell. So would a decent person actually take that job, or is it just going to be more of the same? That's pretty much it. I hope you guys have a great day, and give my best to Terry. It's great to hear the three of you together again, guys. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thanks, Todd. A decent person.
Yeah.
A decent coach. And actually, like a decent human being would that take a job with the Browns?
Todd, I think a decent person might take it, but I don't know that a qualified football coach would. You know, those are not necessarily always one and the same. Hopefully they usually are. I always, you know, go for the exclusive boys club with not enough jobs. There's only 32 of them, and somebody's going to take it. But in this particular case, if DePodesta and Brown were to survive and be allowed to hire another coach, I think there are some coaches who would shy away from it because it's such a mess. And so, you know, this comes down to the owner. This comes down to Jimmy Haslam. Is he going to make wholesale changes or not? There's no way he can stay. Excuse me. No way he can stand pat right now. And so, you know, my guess is that there is going to be a house cleaning, but we'll just have to wait and see.
Yeah, damn hackles get you every time, don't they? Tony on the north side, you're on the score.
Hello, Tony.
The absolutely abysmal caliber of NFL offensive lineman play. I mean, it's awful. You see guys just get blasted. Just get run around with the most basic move. How has the state of offensive line play gotten so god awful?
You know, Tony, I'm hearing a lot of that question the last few weeks, and I'm not sure where it's coming from. Has some football guru made the statement and everybody's buying into it? There are some of the best young offensive linemen to ever play the game in the NFL right now. There are teams that struggle on the offensive line, and there's some teams with some really good offensive lines. I mean, the Dallas line is not what it was a year ago, and now Tyron Smith was out last week, so that's part of what you saw when they had their number two and their number three getting eaten alive by Adrian Claiborne. But when healthy, that Dallas line is one of the better lines we've seen in a long time. The Pittsburgh offensive line is outstanding. The Oakland line was good last year. They're not playing as well this year. And then you talk about some of the individual young studs. I mean, you know, you had a rookie and a third-year player from Tennessee in the Pro Bowl last year. They've got as good a pair of young bookends as I've ever seen. So, you know, I think maybe we're seeing a combination of injuries and just particular roster makeup this year where maybe there's a few more teams struggling than we would expect. But I would make the argument that if the Bears could get their five guys completely healthy or close to completely healthy and put them out there for 3-4 weeks in a row, their line might be pretty good. I don't think they're set at left tackle, but I think they're in pretty good shape at the other four spots, again, if they can get healthy. So I don't know where this is coming from, but I don't buy the idea that the offensive line play is suddenly horrible in the NFL.
This segment with Hub is brought to you by Firestone Complete Auto Care. Keep your car running newer, longer. Come into Firestone Complete Auto Care and get $100 off any purchase of $500 or more. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone. We will take a call from a Bob. He is in Kenosha, Wisconsin, and on the score.
Hey, guys. Cool segment. So I know it's a little early to talk NFL draft, but my question was, what do you think the Bears' biggest need is and what they will target? And also, if you know, what off the top of your head, what the biggest wide receiver free agents will be on the market this coming summer? Thank you.
Well, you know, I don't know which guys will hit the market, but once again, you'll have Alshon Jeffrey and Terrell Pryor, although Pryor won't be nearly in as much demand this year as we assumed he would be last year. Jarvis Landry is an outstanding receiver in Miami who they don't want to let go, but because of the money they gave Devontae Parker and inherited in the Kenny Stills contract, they may have a problem there. I haven't studied this, but those are names that come to my mind, you know, right off the top. There's some very good talent in college, but we don't know which underclassmen are coming out. And as far as the Bears' greatest need, you know, clearly it is wide receiver, but, you know, having used a top seven pick 3 years ago and having that guy most likely back, there's no reason not to have him back. I don't know in the first round that they would look there. And so we go to maybe the second greatest need, and I think they still have a huge need at left tackle. As much as the secondary has improved this year, you'd love to have a lockdown, you know, cover corner. They need another safety. They're pretty good shape in the front seven. They might want to get younger again at outside linebacker. I don't know that you can count on Pernell McPhee and Willie Young at this point. And then, you know, back at offense, I know you used a second-round pick on tight end last year, but it's still not a position of strength. So once you get past wide receiver and left tackle, you're probably looking at tight end again.
Oak Forest, here's Hank on the score.
Yes, Tom, it's an honor and a blessing to speak with you today. Real quick, 2 points. Can you update us or advise the status of Cam Meredith on his rehab? Hopefully it's going well. I do anticipate him helping next year and hopefully recovering where he was. And also, I read a report last night that, and I don't know how much truth this is. It sounds kind of funny, but it said that Jim Bob Cooter, because of his somewhat obscure and odd name, it's hurting his chances with some NFL teams because they just don't want to have to deal with the PR portion of a guy with a goofy name like that. And I just want to know if that's true. Thanks a lot.
Thank American Bob Pulford for his call.
Hank, I wish I had some definitive information for you on Cam Meredith. My understanding is that, you know, the surgery went fine, that he's where he should be. But you're talking about basically, you know, 2.5-3 months after an ACL, which is an 8 to 12 month deal. So you know, there's no setbacks that anybody is aware of or we should worry about. We have every reason to believe that he is on schedule, but you're real early in the schedule, you know, with that ACL. And, yeah, I can't imagine whose report that was, but nobody's going to not hire Jim Bob Cooter because of his name. That doesn't make a lot of sense. I mean, if you think you got a good offensive coach, and Lord knows everybody's looking for one right now, his name's not going to be a disqualifier.
Rodney in Oak Park, despite that name, is on the score. Hello, Rodney.
Hey, help. Hub, you was on a panel last week, and you were, I think it was three other guys, and you everyone was like, the Bears going to have a, you know, advantage at quarterback. And you made the comment, you said, well, Huntley, don't be surprised if Huntley actually outplays Trubisky. And everyone looked just like you were crazy, but you stayed with it. You did not let them change your opinion on it. And you said that again later on. I think you was on the score later on that week. And I was just saying that I appreciate you sticking to it, because what happened to me is that Huntley did make the plays in the end, and Trubisky wasn't able to make the plays down the stretch. And I was just saying, you were the only one person I heard say anything about that last week. That's all I wanted to say.
Thank you, Roddy. There, praise for the Hubster.
Thank you, Roddy. Yeah, I mean, listen, it was the point was that while both are interesting prospects, people were acting like the Bears had a huge edge at quarterback. They didn't. That was an overreaction. We saw it play out on Sunday and wasn't really a hard call. I do think that Trubisky will eventually be a better quarterback than Brett Hundley.
More with Hub coming up. We're going to take a brief break. We're going to
dangerous
give you some more opportunities to ask questions.
The words family.
312-644-6767.
God bless you, Hub.
Yeah, more with Hub. Keep it here. You got the score.
Sports Radio 670 The Score is your official home for Monday Night Football, Thursday Night Football, Sunday Night Football, and every NFL playoff game through the Super Bowl. A production of Westwood One Sports.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. The Buffalo Bills have lost two straight, and while they are 5-4, there was enough talk about Tyrod Taylor to raise the question of whether or not they'd make a quarterback change. Head coach Sean McDermott made it clear that was not going to happen, and he did so on Monday. So the case was closed, move along, nothing to see here. Well, actually, apparently, there was more to see here because he changed his mind and the Bills announced that Nathan Peterman would get the start in L.A. against the Chargers on Sunday. Wait, what? Nate Peterman, the rookie, a fifth-round pick from Pittsburgh? The guy's thrown a grand total of 10 NFL passes? That's a heck of a move, especially for a team that's in the playoffs right now if the season were to end. Listen, Taylor did have a terrible game against the Saints, but I'm not sure I like that move. But what I do like is McDermott saying, we were made for better than 5-4. And he's right. I'm Jim Rome.
Hey, this is Kyle Long, offensive lineman for the Chicago Bears. And around here, we all play in some tough conditions. But Ford trucks are even tougher, because Ford F-150 is the only truck with a high-strength, military-grade aluminum alloy body, so it's lighter and faster, and it'll never rust. Plus, it's bolted to a high-strength steel frame for a solid foundation. Now that's a winning formula, and every other truck is history. Ford F-150, official truck of the NFL and your Chicago Bears.
If you or someone you know has been injured, call Horwitz, Horwitz & Associates, Chicago's top injury lawyers. They've won the largest jury verdict for a back injury, the largest jury verdict for a brain injury, and the largest jury verdict for a neck injury. In fact, they've won the largest personal injury verdict in Illinois history. There are no upfront fees, and you don't pay unless they win. Call 312-800-8000 for a free consultation. That's 312-800-8000. Horwitz, Horwitz & Associates. The attention you expect, the results you deserve.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Where do we rank?
Okay.
The replay boner in the history. That is a great one because he won the challenge. The only possible way it gets ruled a touchback is if the Bears challenge. Bernstein and Goff, afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Maybe the worst challenge in the history of football. Oh. Maybe the single worst challenge in the history of the game of football. We could talk about changing the rule, and we could ask the guy if he should change the rule. The fact is, that's the rule.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
When this world seems complicated.
Did you hear that?
Confusing.
If the world ends, Trump will be a one-term president.
And out of control.
Join us while I'm still allowed to broadcast this show.
Stephen Colbert's got you covered.
Did someone say delusional egomaniac?
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. The smart choice.
It's funny because nothing matters.
Weeknights on CBS or stream it live or on demand.
How am I doing, America?
Getting the party started today.
Smile bigger.
I stopped my craziness 20 years ago.
That is not true.
Laugh harder.
I am ready to party.
Feel better.
I've been in an open marriage. I didn't know it was open.
Have more fun every day.
Hello.
See, this is how you do it right here.
The talk.
This is the best job in the world, man.
CBS weekdays.
Welcome to The Taz Show, my live daily show.
Multi-time pro wrestling champion, celebrated color commentator, and award-winning podcaster Taz lets loose on his no-holds-barred show.
It's basically everything in the world of sports entertainment and wrestling and beyond.
Plus special guest segments, call-ins, and more. Tune in live weekdays from 8 to 10 a.m. Eastern. Or listen anytime on demand at TazShow.com.
The Taz Show.
Body slams and beyond. Download and subscribe at thenewradio.com app. He's a world-renowned strength and conditioning coach.
I'm not trying to blend with the crowd.
And he's here to share his thoughts on training for peak performance.
I'm trying to make an impact in this industry.
Joe DeFranco's Industrial Strength Show.
Strength and overall health. Building more muscle.
The best form of cardio for burning fat.
Sprinting will put muscle on you.
Getting lean, but still maintaining or even gaining muscle.
It's burning calories just sitting here.
Download and subscribe to Joe DeFranco's Industrial Strength Show every week at thenewradio.com app.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
The Bears really came out of their bye week injured. How do you get everybody injured during the bye week? But to come out of the bye week and you're in worse shape than you went into it? What? How is that possible?
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Maybe the worst challenge in the history of football. Oh. Maybe the single worst challenge in the history of the game of football. We could talk about changing the rule, and we could ask the guy if he should change the rule. The fact is, that's the rule.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
The American Red Cross urgently needs blood and platelet donations and asks donors to schedule an appointment to give now. Every 2 seconds, someone in the United States needs blood. Your blood donation is critical and can help save lives. Please schedule an appointment today. Download the Blood Donor app, visit redcrossblood.org, or call 1-800-RED-CROSS today. You can make a difference.
Participating stores for details.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hub Arcus doesn't get any better than this.
The only way it gets better is with your phone calls when we have Hub on Wednesdays.
True.
And
it's not true.
Yes, it is true for the purposes of the
Hub is great on his own. Don't bring him down to your level, callers.
Well, we'll try to see if Tim...
Hub, I was in the barbershop and you agreed with something I said, and I said it again the next time.
Be that guy. Tim, you're on The Score with Hub.
Hello.
Hello, Tim.
Yes, I was wondering how much longer they're going to put up with Kyle Long being hurt every game.
The well, first one out the bag.
Interesting you should ask. Kyle has a $5 million roster bonus due next spring, and I don't think there's any chance that they're not going to pay it or that he's not going to be a Chicago Bear. And I don't think you understand what this guy is trying to play through. I mean, he had a really horrific ankle injury and a surgery that apparently was not 100% successful. He has a torn labrum in his shoulder. And he now apparently had a badly dislocated finger on his left hand and was actually, I'm told, upset that he didn't get more playing time on Sunday. So of all the things I wouldn't worry about, it's whether Kyle Long, you know, wants to or is ready to play.
Would you be worried about him going forward in terms of his productivity as a player?
Well, not productivity so much as his health and his ability to be productive, you know, which I guess is what you're asking. I think I'm assuming he'll get healthy at some point. You know, nobody has uttered the, you know, career-ending words, which is what you always fear. And so, I'm concerned about how long it's going to take him to be ready to go 100%.
Manny's in Champaign, and he's on Sports Radio 670 with Hub Arkish.
Hey, Hub, how are you?
Yeah.
All right, listen, I'm sad. I'm just a sad Bears fan. I grew up one of those crazy idiot fans that just felt like every year they win.
What are you now?
And then I got to about my 30s, and I started to get a little more realistic. Well, now I'm a little bit excited about Mitch, but my question is specifically about the Packers. They seem to have a psychological advantage over us, and I'm wondering, is there something to that, or is it just Green Bay is just overconfident against us, but even on a weekend where it seemed that in every way, shape, or form we were going to beat them, to lose to them, it really, really just looked like crap.
God! What is going on today?
Good Lord, man.
This is what happens when Hub isn't on at 5.
Yeah. The 4 o'clock people are around.
That's the name of a new Stephen King book. The 4 o'clock people.
Because everybody else had to work until
Hub,
5.
You don't even have to try to roll that into anything.
Yeah.
We'll just go to the next one.
Yeah, and it's Ryan in Warrenville on The Score.
Hey, Hub. My question had to do with the wide receiver position. I'm just wondering about, I guess I just don't have a whole lot of confidence in the coaches as far as the plan. In regards to Trubisky seemed to be making a connection with McBride right before the bye, and then McBride's a no-show. He's barely on the field during the Packer game. Inman looks great as far as the first go-around, but I'm worried he's going to disappear too. I don't know what the plan is moving forward.
This guy's mad that Trey McBride's...
Dowell Loggins actually talked specifically about that today at Hallis Hall. He was asked why wasn't Trey McBride on the field after having a couple big plays in New Orleans, and his answer was that sometimes fans don't see the same thing on the film that the coaches do, and that while he did make those catches, that they were going for the complete package, and that when it came to to blocking, to route running, to being where you need to be, that they felt that that he wasn't necessarily the one who's going to give him the best chance. He did explain that the reason that we saw so much of Josh Bellamy is because they thought they needed his speed. And apparently they're telling us he's the fastest wide receiver on the team. I was not aware of that. And I'm not disputing it either, but I do know that he really is not an NFL receiver. He's a great special teams player. I know he caught the big touchdown pass, but he was targeted 8 times and he caught 2 balls, and that's kind of been his history. So, you know, I would think you'd rather continue to try and develop young McBride, who you brought in, than looking at one game tape. He has 2 big catches, but you put him on the bench because you say, you know, he's not giving you the best chance. However, that's the coach's job, and they did have an explanation for it. That was their rationale.
To the west side, and John is on WSCR, The Score.
Hey, my only question is, Tariq Cohen, 29. On the only play that Howard rushed for 26 yards, it was a fake to him. How is it that the Bears coaching staff can't seem to create plays for this young player? I'll listen to your response.
Well, that was also a very big topic of discussion today with both John Fox and Dowell Loggins, and they explained that the Packers were the first team all year that was double-teaming Cone whenever they put him on the field in the wide receiver position. They were running, they were basically either bracketing or playing Tampa 2, but they were covering him with 2 people and basically taking him away. They said that Trubisky read that right on the first third down and threw the third down conversion to Kendall Wright. Reason Wright was open was because they were doubling Cone. But their explanation is that when they put him out at receiver, he's getting doubled and taken away, and that he's not good enough in pass protection yet to be on the field at running back in potential passing situations. At the end of the day, everybody agrees he's got to get more than 13 snaps, which he did, which is what he got on Sunday. But I think what it's coming down to, guys, and this goes to a couple of your questions, they got out-coached Sunday. They got out-coached badly. I mean, you know, Mike McCarthy had a brilliant plan coming off an awful Monday night game, and the Bears didn't have an answer coming off a bye week with extra time to prepare. And at the end of the day, it's not about confidence. The Packers have more talent. Bears were playing better football, but the Packers were better prepared.
I saw Danny Woodhead score a touchdown because everyone was following Rob Gronkowski. So if you know that someone's being doubled every time you put him out there,
that means somebody's open.
Yeah, get a route concept together that can have him take away a lot of the attention. Isn't that the next step?
Yeah, I don't think they weren't using the double team as an excuse for being ineffective. They were answering as to why you're not seeing Cone get the ball more, which is fair. But if that's the case, then somebody else has got to be open.
Right.
And in fairness to them, this is where the young quarterback is learning, and they did explain there were times when Trubisky didn't read that right, didn't see it, and that's true. You know, I mean, he is a young guy who's learning. So part of it is growing pains, but part of it is that they just don't have a great scheme right now.
Hub, thank you as always. Thanks for adjusting your schedule for today.
Anything for Terry. You guys take care.
That is Hub Arkish, and he mentioned Terry, and Terry is going to be sitting in with us. He's over on the other side, over in our culinary kitchen. He's signing copies of his book, A Score of a Lifetime, and this book signing tour stop is brought to you by David Hochberg at the team Hochberg Mortgage Experts at Pearl Mortgage. Visit perldavid.com, and by Miller Lite. Hold true. You'll hear from Terry at the top of the hour. And a texter says, for anybody who missed Bears Monday, you had a second chance at Bears Monday right there.
Yeah. My God. Yeah. Like the pod people came out. They almost took Hub.
Yeah.
Hub did,
yep,
the 4 productivity. I'm sorry. I didn't think the productivity question was like that much of
a stumper.
A mind melter. But I mean, what just happened there for 30 minutes?
It's all good.
Bears. Didn't I just say at the top of the show the Bears make you do dumb things?
Bears do stuff to you.
Yes.
Yeah, they do. Wait till the Bulls play tonight, too.
Oh, no. Oh, my God.
You got to watch him, though, because it's Russ.
No, you don't. You know what's going to happen.
I know what's going to happen, but I will watch because I like watching their opponent.
So we're back to, like, the Khalid El Amin days where it's
come
like,
see Allen Iverson versus Khalid El Amin.
Damn it. Bobby Portis going for 20-10 tonight.
What are you, hype man now?
Yeah, you damn right. Me and BP take over the world, and if you think otherwise, tell him to his face. How about that? Get Nico'd out here.
Bundini Brown.
Yeah. Damn it, it's about time I start riding some coattails in this city. I've been far too fair and balanced and objective. Where's Derrick Rose when I need him?
Hurt. Probably. He's Jason Goff. I'm Dan Bernstein, and we're going to have some fun around here for the remainder of this show, helped out by Uncle Terry on The Score.
Time now for the Bears Daily Update. Head to Rio Republica in Punta Cana, Dominican Republic with Apple Vacations and your favorite Chicago Bears players. Visit applevacations.com/bears for more info. Hello, I'm Zach Sedman. Here's the latest from Hallis Hall.
A situation where we'd like to get him more touches, but it just didn't materialize that well on that day. But I'd remind people he's pretty high up there in both punt returns. He's our leading receiver with 29 catches, so it's not like we don't know who he is.
Bears coach John Fox's response as to why Tariq Cohen played just 13 snaps last weekend in the loss to the Packers. Offensive coordinator Dowell Loggins points out some other issues.
The challenge for us right now with Tariq is he's a really good player. Sometimes the defense dictates who's going to be out there,
which left Cohen as somewhat of a decoy.
He opened some other guys up because they were doubling him.
Extra coverage is something Cohen is no stranger to.
They had 11 people on me in college because I played running back a lot, so I wasn't at a slot like at all. So I really feel like I was 11 team the whole game.
This is the Bears Daily Update with Bears news every weekday on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Mark Grody. Join homegrown head coach Chris Collins and the Wildcats in Rosemont this season as the Cats bring Big Ten basketball to Allstate Arena. Season tickets on sale now at nusports.com. One more layer to the Bears report. Quarterback Mitch Trubisky admitted that the 5 sacks he took last Sunday against Green Bay were more on him than any kind of breakdown in protection that he's holding out of the ball too long. Still no Danny Trevathan in practice. Baseball. In about a half an hour from now, 5 p.m., we'll find out the Cy Young Award winners. Chris Sale, Corey Kluber, and Luis Severino are the finalists in the American League, while it's Clayton Kershaw, Max Scherzer, and Steven Strasburg in the National. MVP tomorrow. NBA and the Bulls at Oklahoma City tonight and looking to avoid a fifth straight loss overall, while the Blackhawks are in danger of dipping under 500 if they were to lose to the Rangers at home tonight. The Wolves play the Moose in Manitoba. Dallas Cowboys running back Ezekiel Elliott announced today that he will not appeal his suspension, which means he's out for the next 5 games. And those basketball players from UCLA busted for shoplifting in China out indefinitely. They are back here in the United States. This scoreboard update was brought to you by Chicago Jiffy Lube. Jiffy Lube offers speed and convenience for a high-quality oil change, headlight replacement, or manufacturer-recommended service. Stop by Jiffy Lube. Leave worries behind. No appointment necessary. Visit ChicagoJiffyLube.com. And Bears Fridays are brought to you by Rosen Genesis. Save time and shop online at RosenGenesis.com. I'm Mark Grody. You are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This segment is brought to you by Indeed.com. Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. Post your next job opening on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com. Yeah, something makes Bears fans get all weird.
Bears football.
Yeah.
We haven't consumed regular football in this city in how long? Like, think about it. They won a Super Bowl because the defense was historic, right? Then you get back to the playoffs and have a couple of decent runs and get a Super Bowl in your system because the defense was ridiculously good, right?
They make it to an NFC championship with a representative offense.
Right. Like, offense is what makes fans smarter, and defense is what makes you bang your head against something, because when that defense goes away, you can't. Defenses don't always travel. You know, you're running, pack your running game and your defense in cold weather. Well, every once in a while, a really good defense has a couple of plays that they blow, and next thing you know, you gotta rely on your offense to score points. We haven't watched an offense that was representative of anything in the NFL for a sustained period of time as Bears fans. We get the one-offs where Conway and Graham get their 1,000 yards apiece, or you get the first year of Trestman, or, you know, those kinds of years. But like,
when the Mike March stuff was clicking for a little while.
A little bit. I'm talking about 4 or 5 years where, yeah, this is going to be a top 10 offense, and you get ready to prepare for it. Bears fans haven't had that in forever.
I'm surprised nobody asked about the somewhat controversial quarterback switch in Buffalo with Tyrod Taylor getting shelved for Nathan Peterman. But I talked to somebody who knows that situation very well, who said what the Bills saw and what they've been seeing on film is Tyrod Taylor's inability to get the ball to their wideouts. That he doesn't see the wide receivers as well in their route combination, and that Peterman has been. and that when Peterman entered the game, they were simply looking at offense as a function of an ability to get the ball to their wide receivers. I guess the wide receivers were unhappy. Other people in the offense were unhappy. That Taylor is a pretty good functional, tough quarterback, but they need more of a passer, and they think that Peterman is going to be able to find their more dangerous offensive weapons.
And they traded for Kelvin Benjamin. You know, you trade right. for a guy who's a first or second round talent, big body. You know,
he's wondering what's going on.
Right. And I think this will be his first week active. I think last week was his first week active. Speaking of talking to people, this Ezekiel Elliott thing where he's now going to serve his six games, talk to somebody who was at the rookie symposium the year before last when he was drafted, and he said if there was one person that everybody knew in that crowd was going to be in trouble at some point in his NFL career, it was Ezekiel Elliott. That like there are two or three guys every year that everybody looks at and goes, no matter how much we talk to them, how many slides we show, how many reenactments we have on the stage,
straight.
There's going to be two or three guys who you're like, yeah, that guy's going to get in trouble no matter what. And this guy told me Ezekiel Elliott was that guy, and we look at it 2 years later, he's found himself in a whole lot of trouble on multiple occasions, and now six games he's gonna have to sit for six games, and you know you saw what that offense looked like without him last week. The Cowboys, if I'm Jerry Jones, man, this has not been a good couple of weeks. Did you see these terms that Roger Goodell apparently was asking for?
Some of this stuff was leaked for a reason.
Of course. To anger.
$50 million. Now, I'll tell you what the key one was.
To anger NFL players who are searching for the pension. Not the pension.
Let's talk about that when we come back from a break. Okay, we'll do that on Sports Radio 670, The Score.
This is the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670, The Score and 670thescore.com.
Dan Bernstein.
And Jason Goff. Gobble, gobble.
It's time for the Mattress Firm Sleep Giving Sale. That's why he's being weird.
Gobble, gobble.
For the first time ever, when you spend just $500 on a new mattress, which is not much.
Not a lot.
You get a free adjustable base. So check out the numbers on this. The adjustable base is valued at $1,198, and you get it completely free.
Goble, goble.
That takes your sleep to a whole new level, and it can make binge-watching in bed or working in bed simple. I have an adjustable base, and it is phenomenal.
Yes, it takes your sleeping to a whole new level. You can also get a Beautyrest Firm Queen mattress for as low as $399 during Mattress Firm's sleep-giving sale. Gobble, gobble. How does a $99 queen mattress sound? It sounds great. You know why? Because we're telling you about it. You know why? Because it's at Mattress Firm. You know why? Because they're having a sleep-giving sale. Gobble, 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 gobble.
That's actually how it sounds. 0% APR for 6 years during Mattress Firm's sleep-giving sale. They also have the 120-night low-price guarantee. Shop with confidence, knowing you're getting the lowest price. They'll beat any price on a comparable mattress, even ones that you buy from Mattress Firm, for up to 120 nights. Doesn't get any better than that at the sleep-giving sale at Mattress Firm. Save money.
Sleep happy.
This holiday season, he went to Jared because getting her a blender just didn't sound right. Her ideal gift is waiting at Jared, the Levion Collection. Jared has more exclusive Levion pieces than any other jewelry store in the world. And from November 16th through the 26th, visit Jared.com and you'll receive $100 off any Levion purchase. Sound good? That's why he went to Jared. Some exclusions apply. See Jared.com for details.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I've never felt more alive.
Disclaimer, Geico cannot guarantee you will feel more alive. You either possess functioning respiratory and circulatory systems, or you do not, or you are a zombie. If you are indeed a brain-starved zombie and you would like to save money on car insurance, the Geico legal team applauds your excellent life choices, even in your shambling afterlife. But we strongly encourage you to visit Geico.com or download the Geico app. Please stay a minimum of 500 feet away from our large and presumably delicious, delicious brains.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Today is your lucky day because the Lucky Day Lotto jackpot is over $1 million. You heard that right, over $1 million. Drawings are held twice a day, every day at 12:40 p.m. and 9:22 p.m. Plus, it's an Illinois-only game. So stop by your local retailer today and play Lucky Day Lotto from the Illinois Lottery. Play responsibly. Must be 18 or older.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to Nationals this year! Sorry, this is pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ms. Judy Gold.
Welcome to Kill Me Now.
Radio.com presents award-winning comedian and writer Judy Gold.
Kill Me Now is a podcast about the things that piss people off. When you're pissed off, you're passionate.
Yes.
So what better thing to talk about? Because you know what? There's so many people who hold it all in. Now I'm just going to start with today. So number one.
How long is this show?
Shut up!
Kill Me Now with Judy Gold. Download and subscribe at the newradio.com app.
Hi, I'm Peter Greenberg. Check out my new show, the CBS Travel Hour, with Peter Greenberg.
He's America's most recognized and respected frontline travel news journalist, and now host of his own podcast on radio.com.
We'll talk about everything from the best airline deals to cruise ship safety, from which brochures lie to hotel security. You'll find out about how to negotiate the best rental car deals to which airline is really on time. And we'll talk with travel experts and major global newsmakers.
The CBS Travel Hour with Peter Greenberg. Download and subscribe at the newradio.com app.
CBS Tuesday.
What do we know?
NCIS is more than a team.
Care to share?
They're smart.
I am that good.
That is not nothing.
Fearless.
Someone is going to pay for this.
Unpredictable.
I am better than ever.
And most of all,
good just triumphed over evil.
Their family.
Your family is crazy.
Yeah, but they're still family.
TV's most watched drama.
I never get tired of hearing that.
NCIS, CBS Tuesday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Monday. Get to know Team Scorpion.
We missed the fireworks?
About to start.
It's the Brainiacs.
Remember when you called me a nerd before? Get ready to apologize.
Versus the Maniacs.
You're being smart with me.
We're smart with everybody.
The only thing better than a genius.
Who are you people?
We're the guys you picked last in gym class.
Is a team of them.
We are a man of contingencies. What would you do?
Freak the heck out.
Scorpion.
Together we can do things that no one else can do.
CBS Monday. Or stream it live or on demand.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Roger has almost 18 months. He's served about 60%, roughly 65% of this contract. He has 18 months left on him. We've got all the time in the world to evaluate what we're doing. We've got all the time in the world to extend him.
That's the Southern Crypt Keeper himself, Jerry Jones, talking about Roger Goodell and that contract extension, the terms that have been leaked to Adam Schefter and now is a part of our sports bloodstream. Now, we know that he's making 49.
Asking for 50, asking for the use of a private jet.
Hey, man, it's like a rider. You know, just put anything in there and see what happens, right?
Right. If you want to just line it out, you line it out.
Right.
But what was...
I asked for a private jet.
What happened?
He said no.
That's what happened.
Yeah, they're like, you got Burnsy.
Nope.
Yeah, you got Burnsy. That's enough.
Yeah, I was... One time, there was a real estate deal I was involved in, and the lawyer said, hey, you want me to...
How about the airport?
He said, you want me to put the FU rider on here? And I said, what's that? He goes, standard. I said, why do you call it the FU rider? He said, because... We just put everything on there, and if people see what they accept, and a lot of times people just look at it and accept it, and it'll get you more than it would otherwise get you. I said, then yes, let's include what you refer to as the FU rider.
Some people are just happy to have your business.
Right? You should go ahead and put that on there, and let's if they want to try to claw some of it back, that's fine. Go ahead and be aggressive. But what was on there that mattered the most was healthcare.
Yes.
That's the flashpoint. That's the hot button when Roger Goodell says, healthcare
for
in perpetuity for my family.
Yes.
And players, that was leaked to make players angry. We've heard Olin Krutz tell us about it. We've heard Patrick Manley talk about it. And
it broke while Pat was on the air. It broke during the postgame show, I believe. And Pat talked about it. And Pat, you know, these players, they get beat up. And we've talked about how no matter how much money you got, I mean, you run through that money, a lot of these procedures that they have to have after football, just for maintenance.
No matter how much money you have, when you're talking about major surgeries, if you've ever actually seen medical bills, and I know you have.
Yes, I have.
But when you start looking at some of these six-figure numbers, when you're talking about what the actual non-insurance, like out-of-pocket cost would be, it doesn't mean even wealthy people, what's happened to healthcare costs in this country has made it so you are one thing that goes wrong to you. If you don't have health insurance, it's a lifestyle change.
Yeah, you're going to be in debt. No matter how
for some people it's a life ruiner. For some people it's merely something that you can work through or work through that kind of debt.
I had a kid who was born 7 weeks early and spent time in the NICU and spent 5 weeks in the NICU. And the numbers that I saw on some of those statements, I said to myself, how do people do this? Like, how do people do this without coverage, without a job? I mean, and so, yeah, no matter how much money you think somebody's making, medical bills will knock your ass down. So a lot of these people, these guys are making millions. They're making millions of dollars. The maintenance, I mean, the hip replacement.
They have higher costs than you have.
Yes, not to mention the drugs that the league has hooked them on for all these years and then say, go run and play now. Go run and play in society where these drugs will cost you $4,000 a bottle and we just had them in a big-ass bowl for you to dip your hand into at any time. So, yeah, that was leaked so that everyone could be mad at the commissioner. And, you know, Jerry Jones and the boys – 49 to 50 million in that industry. What's another million? The jet thing, I'm sure Roger can, you know, Apollo jets, you can lease and you can timeshare a jet if you really need a jet. If that's on you.
Yeah, there's the jet equivalent of like zip cars.
Yes. Yeah, you can time. I follow on Instagram Apollo jets. You know why? Because I like seeing people do cool things that I will never do.
I want to say there's another service called Wheels Up.
Is it?
I think so.
Yeah.
Which is another sort of sharing.
Yeah.
You need a plane.
So if you need that in your life, you can do that. But the healthcare for life has angered a lot of people around the NFL.
Humboldt Park, this is 11 Bravo on the score.
First time in a long time. And I was a person who called quite often back when you were with Terry. And it's great to hear that Terry's doing well. I wanted to hit on three things very, very briefly. I grew up in the Tidewater area. I still get back fairly often. I've watched Tyrod Taylor from his youth, and you may already know this. At some point when you're a young black quarterback, someone has the talk with you, and the talk is don't throw interceptions. No matter what.
I think they have that with the white ones, too, though. I don't think people are like, hey, Cutler, hey, you're white. Keep turning that ball over, baby. We're all good. I understand what you're trying to get at here, like the leash or the hook may be a little bit, you know, shorter. But
the advantage of being Jay Cutler is you get more chances to throw interceptions.
I don't think anybody was looking at Moses Moreno like, oh, man, let me tell you something. You take one bad throw and we're going to sit your ass down. Like,
The issue with Tyrod Taylor wasn't interceptions. The issue was ability to find
wide receivers. No, that's my point. That's my point. He didn't throw interceptions. He has one of the great, once again, much like with Donovan, they have historically low touchdown interception ratios because it was driven into them so much. They're very risky.
Now, the takeoff and run thing, I've talked about the worst coach position to me in sports for a very long time was the quote-unquote mobile quarterback because from high school up, you had guys who were just trying to win games, and they had an athlete back there, and they didn't really teach them what the position was.
It also wasn't NFL speed defenses, so they knew that
you
once
get first downs and touchdowns
once you read the defensive end, there was nobody waiting to kill him.
Right, but I kind of get what you're saying. I just don't think it's as simple as just being like, hey, black guy, don't throw interceptions. Hey, white guy, throw as many as you like. Everything's going to be fine. I kind of get what you're saying, but it's a little bit more nuanced.
Segment brought to you by Office Depot, Office Max. You've had a big year, so treat yourself to great deals on tech and furniture at Office Depot, Office Max. You deserve it. Office Depot, Office Max, taking care of business.
I mean, even I can't go with that one. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, come on.
We're going to talk about Terry Borz's book that is coming out. It's called A Score of a Lifetime.
Yeah.
And he's going to come hang out and tell you about the book. And
make sure you're watching as well if you can't be here because you'll get to see Terry talk about this book and try to make him tear up and go through all the emotions that he went through while he was writing this thing.
Now I want to hear about drag racing.
Yeah. Well, maybe he got his ass kicked and he tear up about a drag race too. Something like that.
Okay, we'll do that. Yeah. So this is going to be fun. Keep it here. You got the score.
This Win the Warm announcement is brought to you by Apple Vacations.
Molly! And Hanley here.
We want you to win the warm and escape Chicago's icy grip this winter.
And by warm, we mean Punta Cana in the Dominican Republic. That warm.
The Score and Apple Vacations want you to win the the warm. Listen to the Mully and Hanley Show tomorrow morning between 5 and 9 a.m. for details on how you could win one of five incredible trips for two to Grand Bahia Principe Punta Cana Resort in the Dominican Republic. Do not miss your chance to win.
Thanks to the great people on Apple Vacations.
At 6, 7.
CBS Thursday.
Welcome.
TV's number one comedy, The Big Bang Theory, brings you scientific breakthroughs.
A medium-sized asteroid is still an interesting discovery.
I suppose it could end up on a collision course with Earth and destroy life as we know it.
Ingenious inventions.
Our idea's really good.
I cooked it in the easy bake oven of my mind.
And fascinating facts.
For every action, you have a gigantic and annoying reaction.
Just when I thought you couldn't get me hotter.
Don't miss The Big Bang Theory, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to cardsforkids.com. That's cards with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Maybe the worst challenge in the history of football. Oh. Maybe the single worst challenge in the history of the game of football. We could talk about changing the rule, and we could ask the guy if he should change the rule. The fact is, that's the rule.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
There's a lot to point out just to make sure that everybody realizes just how bad John Fox is. Until I see the firing, I've got the pitchfork and torch deep within my soul. Favored six times in his 41 games as a Bears coach. He's lost every one of those games.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Where do we rank the replay boner in the history? That is a great one because he won the challenge. The only possible way it gets ruled a touchback is if the Bears challenge.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
The Bears really came out of their bye week injured. How do you get everybody injured during the bye week? But to come out of the bye week and you're in worse shape than you went into it? What? How is that possible?
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
See dealer for details. Expires 11/30/17.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score. Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Mark Grody. Join homegrown head basketball coach Chris Collins and the Wildcats in Rosemont this season as the Cats bring Big Ten basketball to Allstate Arena. Season tickets on sale now at nusports.com. We will find out momentarily who the Cy Young Award winners are. Keeping an eye on that MVP tomorrow. Football and the Bears' low impact from running back Tariq Cohen has been due in part to being double-teamed.
I hate it. I want him to play me one-on-one. Make it fair.
And Cohen admits that he doesn't like